Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are back. It is hump day.
Well.
What's happening with you, Vinny? How's life?
With me?
How's life in Santa Cruz?
I watched Frozen, the best movie of all times.
Oh.
Frozen 2.
Oh, yes.
At least 10 times over the 4 days.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Why did you have to?
You know why. You had kids. Mm. Don't tell me that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you watched a million times, but I'm sure.
It wasn't Frozen 2.
You know exactly. I like Frozen 2.
I'm so jealous.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah. Shrek movies were, I mean, all the Pixar movies, those were at our house, but 10 times in one weekend, though, that is, seems like a lot.
Well, it was 4 days.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yep. Still, it's 2.5 times a day. Like, it seems like a lot of.
Maybe it wasn't that many.
I was going to say,
you're
more of an outdoor guy.
Oh, my God. I surfed my brains out for 4 days straight.
Oh, really?
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh.
Incredible.
It's great.
I mean, incredible.
Mm.
Yesterday, by the end of yesterday, I was, my arms were just noodles over it. But I'm going to go today.
Oh, of course you are. It's what you do.
Well, I'm running out of time. The season's, I think the season's over.
Yeah. It's supposed to be this weekend is supposed to be
Well, time
hot.
Changes in 2 weeks.
Oh, what's the date it changes? Early March? That's great.
Let me see. Maybe it's not 2 weeks. Maybe it's three, but it changes any minute.
I hate the whole springing
on
forward,
the 8th.
But. Oh, yeah,
March 8th.
It's a couple weeks away.
2.5 weeks.
Yep. Bring it on.
Time change, everybody.
Bring me the evenings that are still light. Oh, I love it.
Oh, I gardened too. You would have loved it.
I saw that. You're doing some kind of succulent garden. I was like, what? This is amazing.
You know, you didn't see that from me.
No, I didn't. I saw it from your wife.
Yeah, she's posting and I'm getting texts. Like, Billy texts me. Oh, what are you planting, Pookie? I'm like, oh, what the hell? I go to Instagram and there I am.
Sure.
From the nursery.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for crying.
Listen, you get to serve every day. She's like, drive me to the gardening center.
I'm going to plant plants. No, it's a picture of me saying I'm going to plant plants or something stupid. I'm like, oh, thanks. That's real nice.
Yeah. So where are you putting that?
We put them in the front.
Just in a
Yeah, just
bed.
All over the... What we did, really, when we talked to the guy, he's like, these things are pretty sturdy.
Mm-hmm.
So you can plant them, move them.
Yeah.
They're fine. So we just got a bunch of different ones and planted them everywhere.
Great.
And
succulents,
you know,
are... If you walk down a street and you see a succulent, you're like, whoa, I really like that. Just, you know, reach over really easy and snip a piece off.
Oh,
put it in your pocket.
Sarah.
Next day, stick it in the ground. You have a new plant. Like, they are... When those things start to get leggy, snip pieces off and move them around your yard. I must have 50. They're called tree house leeks. And I got one plant that was snapped off of a friend of mine's thing, and I stuck it in the ground. That thing now, I have 50 of them in my yard.
Oh.
It just keeps growing. I keep moving them around.
You yeah, we'll
like
do that.
Them. Yeah.
No, we'll fill the space with it because they're sturdy. They don't need a ton of water.
No, they don't.
And they'll cover the ground,
yep.
Which we want to cover all the dirt.
Yep.
Otherwise, cats believe they can go there.
Yep.
Which is no good.
It's true.
I don't
cats.
Like the yard. Well, there's, you know,
cats.
A lot of people put the cats out and then the cats live out.
Yeah. Well, that's what cats do.
Right.
At least they bury their crap, though.
Oh.
Fertilizes the ground.
I think they should help me pay my mortgage if they want to, you know.
Well, they do that by killing the mice. They keep your house from being overrun. A good cat.
Is that what they do?
A good cat is pretty handy to have. You got a rodent problem.
I'm not talking about my cat. Oh. I'm talking about the neighborhood cats.
Well, they help too. They
no.
get rid of the. They're taking care of the whole neighborhood,
All
didn't
right.
they? They're like the neighborhood watch.
The neighborhood patrol.
Have you seen Parasite yet?
I started it on Monday night and fell asleep about 20 minutes into it.
I didn't finish it either.
Oh.
And weirdly, I don't know if I'm supposed to be insulted by this or not. So I sit down with the missus to watch it.
Yeah.
And they're, you know, it's called Parasite. Yeah. So these people are despicable. They're awful.
I don't even know if they are or not.
They're grifters. Yeah. You know what a grift is?
Sure.
It's people on the take.
Yeah.
So they're on the take. So I'm watching it and I'm just kind of like, ugh, God, I hate that. Some people are just living their lives. You know, it doesn't matter that they're dumb. Mm. That's not their fault. She's dumb and pretty. Doesn't mean she should be burned, right?
Right.
Anyway, these people are just getting over on them and I'm watching it going, ugh. There's a point where I look over and the missus is sound asleep. I'm like, oh, forget it. I don't like these people. A piano needs to fall on these people for this to be any good for me.
I wonder what happens.
And the missus is asleep.
I'm going to go back and watch it more.
Well, this is the... Let me finish.
Okay.
So, last night we had to go back to our... So, I was with my family from Friday till yesterday afternoon. And then last night I went back to work mode.
Yes.
She texts me after I'm asleep last night. You have to watch the end of Parasite. It's so good. I'm like, first of all, you didn't watch the beginning. You were sound asleep. I can't believe you. And I'm thinking, how does she stay awake when I'm not there?
Mm.
Like, what's the deal?
Different Maybe, schedules.
Yeah.
Happens all the time. I can't finish a movie with Anita. We always start together, and then I finish on my own some other time, or vice versa.
But I still don't. She lays down on the couch to watch a movie and passes out. Yeah. And so I'm not there. And somehow she writes me, you got to watch the end of Parasite.
What time was the text?
Hold on.
Let's find that out. Yeah, my son wound up watching it on whatever night. And the next day he's like, we have to watch it. I will watch it again.
10:28 p.m.
Oh, boy. She was up late.
Yeah. Didn't make it to 9. The night we turned it on and watched it.
Maybe she's like keyed up when you're not there. Like maybe she's a little bit nervous, you know, to be alone. The kids.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think so. The whole house is freaking booby trapped with alarms.
Are we just waiting on the faucet?
The faucet.
And then, so everything is up and running except that faucet.
Well, there's still full floor coverage because they're in the middle. There's a couple electrical things that I'm like, click. Click, that light's not working. Okay. Oh. I put a post-it on it. This light doesn't work.
That's helpful.
Click. This one's not good either. Yep. So there's it, but you know, no work's been done for over a week.
Because it's ready to go,
took a break. So
I might have just tripped a breaker.
I don't know. But
sure,
I'm not all that concerned.
Work.
We're near the end. I bet if it's two more weeks I'd be shocked.
Right. You're just waiting on the damn
right.
faucet.
Right.
Yeah.
But everything looks, oh my God.
Oh my God, it looks so good.
Oh. Just.
I can't wait to see that thing all messed up.
People don't realize because I posted the picture and they're like, oh, I love your oven. The oven was there.
Yeah.
Like this is a really reasonable way to give your whole kitchen a different look.
Right. You even had white cabinets. You just put knobs on them.
Right.
So knobs, backsplash, countertop.
Backsplash and countertop. We also put a new oven. No, not oven. Stovetop in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stovetop that was there was I don't know, 12, 13 years old. And we thought, we better do it now while these guys are doing these.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You could do what you got to do.
Otherwise, we're going to have someone come in and then try and bang a new thing. And I don't
want to. We don't want that.
We don't want no trouble. So anyway, we did get the new stove. But I'm telling you, it's pretty reasonable. You can have a whole... new look for just the countertop and the all natural stone. Yeah. Everybody, where's my
I love a freshening up. All natural stone. Dublin,
incredible. They know their stuff too.
They do.
Like they have people there that can help you.
Right.
Christina and Kara like buddied up.
Yeah. That's what you need.
And
someone to bounce your ideas off of to make suggestions because they're knowledgeable.
Well, and then you know people ask you your opinion and then they look at you like. Why'd you say that?
Mm.
Well,
you asked me my opinion.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay, so let's just leave me alone.
Mm.
Why are we bothering me?
Why do I keep getting bothered?
I mean,
it's so bothersome.
If you're going to look down your nose at my opinions on stuff, Not all natural stone. My wife.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you should know better than by now. You've known her all these years, you know.
Well, you know, I actually, you fill me full of all kinds of misinformation.
Like what?
Oh, you got to participate. She's got to feel like, so I'm like, all right.
Oh. No, no. What I mean by participate is appear to enthusiastically back her ideas. That's what I mean by participate.
Oh, please, someone write that in a Bible so we all know that's what that's supposed to.
Don't offer any ideas of your own.
Right.
Obviously. You know.
Don't be me.
Well, now you know. I guess I just should have been more clear.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about me. What did you do?
I was a maniac all weekend long. I had such a great weekend.
Tell me you got ripped, tore your clothes off, and streaked your neighborhood.
Oh, how did you know? It's like you're there. Yeah, I went crazy.
Let's hear it.
I got ripped, stripped off my clothes, and streaked the neighborhood.
Tell me somebody's doorbell camera caught this.
Oh, I'm all up. I'm all over next door Sycamore. Everyone's like, what is going on?
Did you just give your street?
I did. I'm sorry. It's actually not my street. That's the neighborhood. Whatever. It was a mistake. But I call it that because we have this whole relationship with next door. Oh, next door. Don't worry about it.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, Go! Why is she crazy like that? And also, I did a ton of sewing.
That's good?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was naked. I mean, obviously, you know.
Good.
There I am, you know, ironing naked and cutting fabric naked. Putting in zippers naked.
Debbie's there, too?
No, Debbie wasn't there.
Where's Deb?
Debbie went to Mexico.
She's still in...
No, they got back. I saw her yesterday.
So they're making really good money right now.
I
can't
so.
Go to Mexico.
Yeah, this is a trip that's been planned for somebody's birthday for a while, and they signed on.
They're doing great.
Sure.
Clearly. Good
are.
For them.
Well, they both work full-time.
The Bay Area has been good to them. She works full-time?
Mm. Pretty much, I think, like, maybe 30 hours a week.
Huh. At the chiropractic.
Yeah, almost full-time. At the chiropractic, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. And she works for me, so she's got tons of jobs. She does all the stuff I don't want to do. I don't know what's going to happen when she moves to Florida. That thing's going to be shut down. It's okay.
She's moving to Florida?
Yeah. They're moving.
When did this get decided?
They decided recently and let their works know, and that's
there's an end date of their visit.
Well, I don't know how specific I'm supposed to be, but yeah, this summer, it's, you know.
Wow, and you believe
months.
It.
I do. Oh, they're, yeah, for sure.
It's on.
There's already been tears.
Tears of joy?
No, tears of leaving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then why leave?
Oh, they have their plans.
They've got a good here.
Yeah, they got plans.
They got plans.
Yeah.
You know them.
I do.
And you like them?
I do. They, you know, this is what they've wanted all along. They want to move to Florida. That's where they want to end up. So that's what they're going to do.
So this was just a long vacation.
Yeah, seems like it. No, they worked. They've been working. They're working.
All right.
My brother's working on it. He's got this thing that he's trying to develop. And that was
and
one
it's
going to
launch, and it's going to be
the
money maker.
I hope so.
It's the next Google.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Well.
That'd be great.
Everybody starts somewhere.
It's true. Everyone does start somewhere. So, yeah, there is an end date, and... So it's sad because she does all the stuff I don't want to do. I get to sew all day.
I mean,
she does all the stuff I don't want to do.
The business will take a little hiatus.
Think it'll be over.
I have a feeling if you're smart, you could keep things going by getting Yeah Right involved. Like, look, man, here's how rent gets paid.
Really?
Get out here and do some work with your mom in the she shed.
Mm. Yeah, I don't see that
There's
going
one way. Well,
my
what
way.
Do you mean? What?
I don't really think that's, you know.
He's clearly not moving to Denton. That ain't happening.
I'm hoping
he's
doesn't
not.
Move to Denton. I don't want him to move to
he's
Texas.
He's not. There's no way.
I don't want him to.
And you even said it. Every now and then he'll say, it's so great here.
It's beautiful
yeah,
here.
He knows.
He does.
Although sometimes, you know, I had to learn everything the freaking hard way. And I don't know why. Every single thing. All along the way.
You learned it your way. You marched to your own drummer.
Everybody told me, Do not take up cigarettes. They're the dumbest thing in the world. It's so bleeping stupid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got this, you got.
Did you sneak a cig or something? Why is that occurring to you?
No, I'm talking about all the way back to my teen
years. Yeah, no,
years
everybody
as a little
heard that.
Boy,
everyone who
like,
smokes today heard that. I think it's more like you learned how to get along in the world. Like the, and now he's blowing smoke rings. The virtual.
Yeah, but that was one of the dumber, like,
yeah.
There's zero reason
to
create addiction for yourself.
I'm talking about the mistakes unique to you.
Oh, well, I'm just, yeah. Those are there too, but I'm sure. Saying all these things.
Yeah.
People tell you and then you go, eh.
Yeah. You
can't
tell people.
Let me go find out the hard way.
Especially kids. Kids already know everything. So I'm like, get out of the house before you find out you don't.
But I don't think he needs to move to Denton.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. I mean, I don't know what his plan is. Right now, you know, look, he's parent supported and goes to school. And so he needs to.
Ride that to your 30s. Yeah, right.
He can't ride it till he's 30. That's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
I'm not allowing that.
He's in his 20s.
No, he isn't. He's 19.
He's got 10 full years before he has to worry about anything.
Not true. But thanks. I really just, there's so many, I don't want to talk about him. Oh my God.
Listen, yeah, right. Throw a leg over mom's wallet and ride that puppy till 29. You got 10 years from today.
And then take me for a hike, hon. You're in the will. I've lived a good life. Turn things over to you. Enjoy the house.
That's great. Oh, I wonder if these kids, because of the fact that you're almost like the Winchester Mystery House with your remodeling, I wonder if they would have that bug like, well, there's dust over here. This has been here too long.
Yeah.
This needs to change.
I don't know. They don't seem to either of them really. They appreciate like things that are pretty in the world or whatever, but neither one of them has ever been like, I can't wait to get a house or
I wonder if they'll have the bug though, where they're like, this has been stable for too long.
Yeah.
We must live in chaos.
Yes. It has been a big part of their growing up years. Why is this room plastic off? 'Cause we're doing stuff in there. All right. We shifted them all around to redo their rooms and
you
stuff.
You even lived at another place while the house was being worked on, not to mention the giant house on the hill that you had a complete, what do they call those? It's not an awning, but that whatever that...
That pergola?
No, the built-up thing on the outside front of your house that
It was a pergola. We built a pergola over the top.
No. What are those things that you build on the outside where you can actually do work?
Scaffolding.
A scaffolding is what I'm talking about.
We had scaffolding for a year.
Right.
Well, I didn't want everyone trooping through my house, so we just took the window out and let everybody go in that way. Anyway, I sewed my little ass off naked. I was wasted the whole weekend, and I ran through the neighborhood naked. Are we happy?
Nothing? You're not going to give us anything?
There was nothing.
Anything for 4 days?
We had a barbecue. That was fun. I'm telling you, I mostly sewed and slept and ran around naked.
Wow. Sewed and slept.
Yep. That's my life. All right. KLLC. Welcome back, everybody. It's Hump Day. Today will be far more exciting than any of my days for the weekend. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.